Chaver, I want to speak about a very famous Rashi that we all have learned. Probably in kindergarten, nursery, we made pictures based on this Rashi. The Pasuk in Perek Chavdalad Pasuk Samach Zayin says, Vayivieha Yitzchak Hoela Sora Imo Vayikach Es Rivka Vatilo Leisha Vyehovel Vayinochim Yitzchak Achre Imo. After Sora Imenu passed away, Yitzchak finally had a nechama, finally was comforted because he brought Rivka Yimenu into his tent and he had a nechama. And Rashi there very famously brings down from the Medrash that when Sora Imenu was there, there are beautiful things that were happening by this oil, by the tent. Shekolzman to Sora Kayemes, Hayiner Dolak Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. The whole time Sora was alive, there was a candle that was lit all week long. Ubracha mitzvah b'isa, there was bracha in the dough. Va'anan kosher al ha'oel, and there was a cloud that was bound and staying on top of the tent. U'mishimeisa pasku, when she died, all this stopped. U'kshibaz Rivka chazru, when Rivka came, they all came back. So b'stama, we all remember, we've all seen images of our younger siblings bringing home his tent and with a cloud on top and their dolok and the dough maybe expanding, this beautiful challah rolls. But if you ever think about it, what's pshat? What's pshat? What are the chidushim? What does this all mean? What does it mean, ashkai, there was a ner lit all week long? And if there wasn't a ner lit all week long, what is it trying to tell us? Oh, there was a cloud hovering above. Is this chvesh? Is this an ane akavod? What was this cloud? So the cloud on top. So I saw from Rav Pinkus this week, very beautiful. Rav Pinkus explains that perhaps this Rashi, this Chazal, it's Medrash, is building for us and telling us the Yesoidos, the foundation of a Jewish house. Of what that bias should be, because surely the bias shel Sara Imenu is mamish the most beautiful, most wonderful of houses. And these three entities are epitomizing what should be in every bias, every house. Ner Dolok, what's the Ner Dolok? Referring from Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos, what candle you light in Erev Shabbos? Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, we all see, all explain, the time for Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. There should be peace in the house. Sometimes in Shabbos, when the family is all together, Lo Aleinu, it gives ability for fighting, for Lo Aleinu, by the Shabbos table and the Bayis, that siblings and parents and Chas v'shom lo aleinu, what could be, and then Ner Shabbos represent to bring shalom bayis into the house. But ultimately, the goal is that Ner Dolok me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, that there should be shalom bayis in the house all week long. That our family members, the parents and siblings, should all get along in a beautiful way. That's first and foremost. What's the bracha be'isa? The Gemara in Beitza Daf Tazayin Rala says that all our mamonos and mizonos is katzav from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Except for that money that we spend. So all that is set. We have a certain amount of money all year long. But you know what is not nichlal in that? The money spent for Shabbos, the money spent for Yontiv, and the money spent for Torah. That money is above. Isa, the dough, represents our mezonos, our parnasa. Bracha be'isa, bracha means there's an expansion, there's added, there's more. In our homes, what it means to have bracha be'isa means that we understand we're going to expand our mezonos, our sustenance, our gashmis, by what? By emphasizing where we're supposed to spend our money. The luxuries of life should be on Shabbos Kodesh, should be on Yontiv, should be on Torah, should be on mitzvahs. That's where our money should be spent, and then there'll be bracha in the house. Because then there's going to be an expansion of all that's given to us. Because those are the only areas that can be expanded in. Everything's already set in every other area. That's the bracha b'isa. That the emphasis in the house, we should know where the ikkar and the tefillah is. The emphasis should be on Shabbos, on Yontiv, on Torah, on mitzvahs. That's where we should be putting our time and our efforts. That's where our luxury should come from. And finally, the anan, the cloud, some would explain represents a shechina residing, but Rav Pinkus explains it represents a covering of the tent, it represents a sense of sneis, of modesty. We always know of modesty by women, but modesty has to be by all of us. A sense of modesty in our lives, modesty in what we have, modesty in how we talk, modesty in how we look. These should be the yisodos of our bias. I looked up the Medrash, and when you look into the Medrash, there's one more thing that Sarah had that Rashi doesn't bring down. It's a little strange. The Medrash gives a fourth beautiful addition to the bias that when Sarah was there and then was closed off and then brought back. The Medrash says also, Dalsos psuchos l'rechava, levacha. Dalsos psuchos levacha, meaning what? That the doors to the tent were open for guests. The doors were always open, and when Sarah died, they closed. It's very strange. I don't know why doesn't Rashi bring that in here. He's quoting that Medrash, all the other things in the Medrash. So I want to suggest maybe Rashi focused specifically what's within the bias. The tznius of the bias, how the bias decides to spend the money, and what's the ikker and tuffel in the bias. The shalom bias, the doors being open is already the effect on the outside. And once you have the shalom bias inside, and once you have the proper ikker and tuffel on how we spend our money, and once you have the tznius, vada, then you're going to go and naturally affect the rest of the world, and naturally bring that and interact with chesed and care and empathy to the rest of the world, which is the next step that should be mamish, the consequence of having that beautiful bias, to be mashpia on the welt with chesed, with care, with giving always, and open up our house to the rest of the welt. Be'ez Hashem is baruch, each and every one of us should be zoich in the proper time when we build our bias, to build the bias sarah. A bias of Sarah, a bias of Rivka, with all of the traits of this Rashi and the Medrash, and be zoicha to simcha and brach of shalom bias always in each and every one of our bastim. Have a heilig Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos goyde.